On the Imperial Innovation Stall, I talked to Hugh Penfold, Deputy Director of Technology Transfer, about new methods of pressing aluminium.
This is an example of sophisticated aluminium forming. It looks like a kind of aluminium girder, but in fact, this has been produced by a patented process developed in Imperial College, and we've actually set up a company to develop this process called Impression Technologies very recently.
And what can these impressions be used for?
These will be used in the automotive industry. So there's tremendous pressure in the automotive industry to reduce emissions, as I'm sure you're aware, and an obvious way to do that is to reduce the weight of the vehicle. Overall, you can have a car that's just as strong, just as rigid, but weighs less and therefore uses less fuel to push it along.
So what is Imperial Innovations?
We're a company quoted on the London Stock Exchange, originally established as the Tech Transfer Office for Imperial College back in 1986. We floated on the Stock Exchange about 7 or 8 years ago, and we continued to provide the technology commercialisation for inventions coming out of Imperial College.
What's the exciting things coming out this year?
We have inventions coming from the medical faculty, new therapeutic drugs for a variety of diseases. We have some very exciting inventions coming from engineering. For example, if I could show you the fractal surfaces which have been developed to reduce drag. And here I'm illustrating a model of a wing cross-section with a fractal trailing edge. And the advantage of that over a normal wing is that for the same lift you get reduced drag, so it's more energy efficient.
Right, I see. So these will be for commercial airplanes, or will these be for military use?
Ultimately, it could be for any aircraft, because it has the potential to save the energy requirements of any aircraft. It can also be effectively used in reverse by making more efficient wind turbines. So it's a very energy efficient technology.
So this was invented in Imperial,
yes.
And then some guys decided to create a startup company with the technology.
We don't have a startup company yet.
Right, okay, so you have the technology and you're looking to create a company from it.
Well, we may well be setting up a company, or we may be finding a big industrial partner to help us develop the technology with them. So some of our technologies we put into our own startup companies, and in some cases we find a major industrial partner to commercialise the technology for us. I'm showing a model of an eyeball with a mock-up of a contact lens on the front of the eyeball. This was an invention from some people in the medicine faculty who realised that current ways of treating double vision were very unsatisfactory. And they realised that actually all you need to do is to block the central vision in one eye and not the entire vision in order to reduce the very upsetting symptom of double vision. And this type of lens is currently being made to be tested in a second clinical trial.
Wow, okay. Would it be incorporated into a lens that a patient already has for short-sightedness?
Potentially it could be. The likelihood is that these lenses would be in one eye, and they wouldn't have to be corrective, because it's the peripheral vision which is preserved, and that's already not particularly sharp anyway. So they could wear a corrective lens in the one eye and this lens without correction in the other eye, and that would help solve the problem of double vision while retaining a degree of stereoscopy.
And how does Imperial Innovation support this team in this project?
We filed a patent application to protect this discovery in the early stages, and since then we funded an initial clinical trial to demonstrate that it works. We're now in the process of working with a company that manufactures contact lenses to make a commercial product, which will then be tested, and if that's successful, we can then apply for regulatory approval, marketing approval, and put on the market.
Brilliant. It's a long road, but yes. but sounds like you know the path.
Yes, it is. It's with any medical product, it's a long and potentially quite expensive process to get it from the laboratory to the patient, but it's worth it.